we would understand from the Gemara should come out according to halacha. That seems to be that Shulchan Aruch tells us that when your obligation is to pay money, when your obligation is to pay money, and you've got money available, you can't go to the guy and say, "Look, I've got money. Look at this money. Look, smell it. You can't have it. I'm giving you something else instead. Not money. Something that's called shogeg kesef. Yeah. Instead, is payment. You can't do that. You owe money. You've got money available. You can't give him. If you've got money, you have to give him the money." So he said, what obligation did we learn from the Gemara of somebody who didn't borrow money, somebody who doubts? Is his obligation money or not? So we came to the conclusion from Rav Papa, the last mandom we did in the Gemara, Maskon of the Gemara is called. Rav Papa says, when the Torah says you have to pay meitiv, goods, you're damaged somebody, you have to pay good quality land, the concept of Rav Papa says, what if meitiv? What do you mean goods? Why is it good? Why is the Torah called that this good land? Why is this good land good for payments? Because, well, you know why it's good? Because it's easy to make money out of it. So we see also by Mazik that the Torah is saying, really, you should pay money. And if you can't pay money, then pay the next best thing that's very easy to get money out of it. That's either good land. And any metaltzin, and any metaltzin is considered good as well, because metaltzin, even its fodder, you can just convert it to money easily because you just take it to the customer wherever he is. So we also see from the Gemara that really the mazik is payments, really is money, or something that can get into money very quickly. So if so, you should, like the Shulchan Aruch told us, that when really you should be paying money, and you've got money, then you've got money, you've got a bag of fodder, you've got a piece of land, and you should be paying money, and the guy comes and says, pay me, the Gemara of the Shulchan Aruch says that you owe him money. You can't give him, if you've got money, you have to give him money. You don't give him something that's nearly as good as money, but you've got something even better than nearly as good. You've got money itself, you have to give. That's the conclusion we come to the Gemara. Problem is, we left with last time, is Moran Mokka number 6, the one I gave you on the page, the bottom right of the first page. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Tor, not the Shulchan Aruch, the Tor, the son of the Rosh, paskins. Shekabah, buying Ligvos, the Nisgo Nezik, when you want to make a claim, yeah, look, you're damaged, you have to pay. Affiliation Kesik, even if he's got money to pay you, Yochul Neshanu B'Subim, you don't have to give him the money. You got the money, you don't have to give him the money. You can give him a bag of fodder. The call mini made to because anything's good. So we said, well, that's what's going on. From our conclusion of the Gemara, even the Mazik's really chiyuv his money, and anything that's close to money. So of course, if you've got real money, you can't give him close to money, you have to give him real money. The proof is by the Baal Tov, we said at the top of the page, he has to pay money, and he has to give real money and not give something that's close to money. So why is the Mazik different? Very relevant to our case we're discussing, the Maaseh was this dry cleaner. The dry cleaner damaged the clothes, and he needs to pay 1,000 shekels for what the suit that he damaged or the dress he damaged, and he wants to, instead of paying the 5,000 shekels, what did he want to give him instead of 5,000 shekels? Credit notes for the next, the value of 5,000 you can use my dry cleaning. Yeah? You don't want to pay 5,000? Yeah, you can use my dry cleaning until 5,000 shekels. According to what we would understand, you can't do that from the Gemara because you've got money, Mr. Dry Cleaner, you've got money, don't give him credit. But according to what the Torah just says, you're not somebody who borrowed money, you're somebody damaged. Somebody damaged doesn't have to give money, you can give him something that's considered shoveh kesef. Yeah, give him a credit note.
There's a fillip between the Zufin and Halva.
Yeah, but the question is why? Based on the Gemara, there should be no difference. Because Nezokim is also really a chiyuv of giving cash. And that's why you have to give something that's very close to cash. Very close to cash is only when you've got no cash. If you've got cash, you can't give close to cash. You have to give cash. So what's the difference?
In terms of smart though, I mean, giving cash is, okay, you guys ruined the dress, so now the guy doesn't have a dress. Go buy a new dress. I gave him credit. he's out of dress. How is that a compensation for?
Yeah, you just you say a balabatish is for. Why, if it doesn't make sense, then the balabatish will to give him a credit note for damaging. You're saying a svara. We're saying from you, we see from a balchov. When you lend money, you borrow money, and now you have to pay. You got money, you have to pay money, you can't give him credit. So, and so also, a mazik. And you're saying, the Kolsukain, using the balabatsa, so Kolsukain mazik should be restricted even more.
Hmm?
To kind of what?
If I borrow money, If I tarnish a garment, I can never replace that garment with the probability of finding the identical garment eventually. But since I can't replace it anyway, I can only give you something worth the value of that garment.
After. Very good, Rabbi Yossi. Okay. So let us start suggesting the first answer. Very good, Rabbi Yossi. Okay, well, let's suggest the first answer and then maybe you ask the question because it's different. So, first answer we're suggesting, what's the difference? What's the first difference? So we have to first see how the Rishonim say why, when you borrow money, do you have to pay money if you've got money available? Why? What's the reason? Stop. So it says the Rosh, number 7 of Maamar Kamis, on the page number 2. He says, the Indian Priyas Balkhov, nearly, when you come to pay up your debts, it appears to me, it is the Lalova Matalton and Makaka. You haven't got money, but you've got two other options. You've got either Matalton, number 7, Matalton, or Makakoi. You've got a bag of water, a piece of land. We forced you to pay with a bag of fodder, not land. More than land. Why? Since he gave you money, so you have to give him back something that's close to money as possible. And therefore, obviously, a bag of fodder is closer to money than a piece of land. Because if you don't able to sell the bag of fodder in this land, you can find the customer elsewhere. In this town, you can find the customer elsewhere. You can go to the other. You can always get it into money eventually. Land is not so easy. Therefore, a bag of fodder is closer to money than land. And since a bag of fodder is closer to money than land, so therefore, you have to give something close. Because you took money. You took money, you have to give back money. If you haven't got money, you have to give the next second best thing that's close to money. Next second best thing is the tarsalin, a bag of fodder. The worst thing that's farthest away from money is a piece of land. So therefore, you can't give land if you have the tarsalin. So we've got levels. So now we've got levels in Balkan. You got money, you got a bag of fodder, you got a piece of land. What are you supposed to give?
Money. If you have money.
If you got no money, you got a bag of fodder, a piece of land, what are you supposed to give?
The fodder.
Why? What's the logic about the Rosh is saying? Why you have to do this procedure and see what's available? And this is the rules. What's the reasoning? The Rosh says. Because? Lomina says, don't mention Lomina says action over here. What's the words the Rosh says?
Because
you gave money. You took money.
No, but what he's saying, I mean, that's
Lomina says was mentioned in this Rosh.
Right.
No mention. Don't need to come on to Connor. Me'ikahatin. Out to Connor. Me'ikahatin. You took money, you have to give back that money. You have to give back what you took.
If you can give land, then that means there must be an enactment to say that.
No, you can't give land. What we're saying now is.
I'm saying if all you have is land.
If you land, you can, because that's the closest to money you can get. So that's not true. You're saying you have to give back what you take. You took money, you have to give back money. You haven't got money, okay, then you have to say you're now mechuyev to give the next best thing that's closest to money that can get be turned into money. So that's madalfin. You haven't got even that. Then you have to give lands. Okay?
I have a small question I would like to ask about this. Let us under a specific situation when I can get money from land in 2 minutes, but madalfin in 5 minutes. He will tell me I can do land.
No, because even in theory you're correct. Chazal do not play rounds against for you. We have to look at one halacha that we make a low plug. Low plug, these are the rules. Very simple. Money is number one option. Number two option, if you've got no money, is metalton. Number three, the last option is land. Because you took money, you have to give back money.
What more easily realized?
Yeah, and Chazal has said that this is more or less more in most cases. Just because you find a funny case that it's not like that, you're not going to change the rules.
Okay.
Good. If so, when you're talking about a mazik, is a mazik now, when he makes the payment, restricted to these rules? We just saw when you lend money, borrow money, you've got now a restriction on how now to get the release and pay. Yeah, you've got certain criteria. Type number one, number two, number three option. In that order. Is a mazik going to have the same criteria as well, or not? Not apparently, not, but according to...
One of the people relationships, lend and borrow money, you damaged my land, or you damaged my article without my permission, and now you owe me the money. I didn't want you to damage, I know it. It could be that the nizik has a greater hand than the mob.
So you're saying a logic like Amatzi said before, that in Balabatish, I would say that that we should restrict you more, you're saying, by Mazik. You're restricted more, you've got more limitations of what you can pay. Yes, that's what you're trying to say. That's what you're saying, says Amatzi. But anyone can say the opposite. Once we said the logic of a Baal Po having pay money, number one, Metalta number two, Kaka number three. And of course these are the ones which are closest to money in that order, yes? The reason, says the Rosh, is because you took money, so you have to give back money. That's the reasoning. Do you have such words of reasoning by a mazik?
No.
Can't say it. You can't say those words.
But theoretically, if you had that item, you could give that item back.
Yeah. So by mazik, we haven't got those words which the Rosh started with. The Rosh started with, because you took money, now you're more willing to give as close to money as possible. If you've got money, it has to be money. Close. The second close, okay. But by mazik, you can never say those words. I never took money. I just damaged you.
Is he a borrowed father?
The borrowed father? Yeah.
Does he have to be paid back in money?
Father is a different thing. You have to give back father with something. Whatever you borrow, you have to give back.
That's the way it is. Even for damage,
everything is good. So now, what does Rapapa mean? Yes, so what does Rapapa mean? At the end of the day, Rapapa did say that a mazik has to pay mativ. And mativ means money. Yeah? Right. Or close to money. So, how does this fit now? How do we learn those words? If Rapapa is telling me a mazik has to give money, even though he did take money, what those words mean? If Rosh doesn't seem to fit with what Rapapa says, the Rosh says, what you take, you need to give back. If you didn't, you took money, you have to give back money, and therefore close to money, and then you're restricted. If you didn't take money, you did, without permission, you mazik somebody, so therefore you're not restricted. But at the end of the day, Rapapa in the Gemara says, mativ means to a mazik, you need to give monetary or something very similar to money. So what do those words mean? So, if you go to number 8, Rav Gusman in Kuntres Shiurim, that's out. The youngest diamond builder says like this.
Okay.
just before the war, just before the.
Yeah.
He was 18 years old when he became the Dayan on the based in Vilna.
Wow.
Yeah, 18. Chaim Moser appointed him. Yeah. So Rav Gusman said like this: Yesh Tomer, to din meitiv. What does the word meitiv mean? It's not giving instructions to the damager at all. When the Torah says pay meitiv, which means pay money, it's not giving that instruction to the mazik. It's in fact instructions to how Beis Din has to act. It's instructions not to the mazik what your obligation is. It's instructions to Beis Din of how to look at the scenarios in front of him. Okay. V'hizeh yom ma'od yashiv l'shem Rav Akiva. That fits very nicely in Rav Akiva in the Gemara. Doma lo b'ha kosev. When Rav Akiva's words are, the posuk is coming to tell me, ela ligvos. Ligvos. It's telling him, the boss is coming to tell me ligvos. How to. What's ligvos mean? Not claim, collect. Who does the act of collecting? Beis Din. So the posuk is coming to tell Beis Din how to collect. It's not giving instructions to the mazik what your obligation is. It's telling you how Beis Din how to collect. The Shimon Malosha says, he, Rav Kiva is actually. But Dafka chose to change how the Mishnah spoke. Mishnah didn't use the word ligvos. So when the Mishnah said the Salim, how to pay, which is really talking to the Mazik. You, the Mazik, pay good. That's how the Mishnah spoke. Came Rav Akiva said, no, the Pasuk is telling the Beis Din how to collect. It's instructions to Beis Din. No, it's halacha in Beis Din, how, what the collect. Now, what does it mean, halacha in Beis Din? Well, okay, we're saying it's not a direction of instruction to the master. Okay, it's not telling him, this is what your obligation is. It's not telling him. So what's the posuk saying, mate? It's saying, oh, to Beis Din, how to collect. So what does it mean? So what's the posuk saying to Beis Din? What's it telling Beis Din? What's it telling you? It's not saying that this is an obligation of the mazik. So at the end of the day, what does it say? Something to Beis Din. What is it saying to Beis Din? No? So what is it saying to Beis Din?
Collect in the best possible way for the benefit of the damaged person.
So the pasuk, that was already defined. It's very good. The, it's telling us that according to Rav Akiva, is saying that Beis Din, it's telling to Beis Din, you have to make sure, Beis Din, that you collect in the best possible way for the damaged party. What's the best possible way? What does it mean, best possible way? So we went through the whole command back to what it means, best possible way. Anyway, what did Rav Akiva tell me the best possible way to do things for the Nizik? What is the best possible way?
Best
liquidity. Make it as liquid as possible. Make sure that the payment is as liquid as possible. So the power, basically the power is saying, you the mazik, we're not saying your obligation is to pay money. We're not saying you mazik have to pay money. You don't have to pay money. Like the Rosh says, because you did take money. Only when you take money, you have to give back what you take. You did take money. Abakum has appeared on himself to give money because he took money. Okay, mazik didn't do that. You've got no obligation to give money to mazik. But the Torah is saying instructions to the Beis Din that when payment is made, you as a Beis Din have to make sure that the payment is in a fashion that's the best possible way, a good thing for the Nizik, which means as liquid as possible. What qualifies as liquid? What qualifies as liquid as possible as to be? Anything that's liquid, anything that's liquid. What's liquid? Three things? We've got cash, which is very liquid. The tarsin, which is also very good liquid. And if it's land, then you have to make sure that the land is best quality. That's also called liquid. So it's giving instruction for Beis Din. What you have to make it is a good payment as possible. And good moral vessel, it means as the, make sure it falls into the category called liquidity. What qualifies liquidity? These three things qualify liquidity. So one of these three can be made. You can let it go. The Mazik has no personal obligation to give kesef, but you make sure that it's called goods. What's called goods? Something that is in liquidity categories. What's called liquidity category? One of three. So therefore, the Mazik can choose one of these three how to pay, and you can let it go. The Beis Din can let the Mazik pay one of these three.
The
Mazik can choose. Yeah, the Mazik can choose. Because he has no personal obligation to give money, because he never took money. He has no obligation on himself to give money. He can really give the worst thing possible, and that's it. But the Torah says to the Beis Din that when he makes that payment, you have to make sure that, yes, he's filling his obligation when he gives the rubbish, but you as the Beis Din can't accept that payment, let it go through, unless it also qualifies into the category called liquidity. What's liquidity? These three things is in the category of liquidity. So we say, a very important thing, to just to make sure everyone knows, the word beta doesn't mean the best. It doesn't mean it has to be these things. Because then we'll still back us a problem, because then these bits is obviously going to be cash. It means it has to be qualified that people say this is good. This is good, this is good, this is also good. And that should answer your questions. You can prefer, you can make requests, but you can't make demands and force me as long as, look, I'm filling my obligation. What's my personal obligation? Just to give you absolute rubbish is my obligation, because I never took anything from you in any case. I can just make sure you get back your money in some sort of fashion, even if it's total rubbish, my personal obligation. Based on saying, we have to make sure that you are protected in certain fashion called goods, which means in the liquid quantity, and once that's done, that's it. You can't now make demands, you can make requests, but they don't have to be enforced. Okay? So in therefore we've now answered, there's a big difference between a mazik and a bachur. A bachur took money, so you have to give back money. And if he hasn't got money, then he has to give back the thing which is closest to money. So he has these order. Money, if he's got money, and if he's got money, he can't give credit. He has to give money. But a mazik, his obligation has an obligation. Beis Din has to say that the payment when it's done has to be also in the goods category. So, as long as it's good category, which means it's something that is good either cash or all the talent or good land, top quality land, that's good enough for him. So therefore, the dry cleaner, what can he do? Does he have to give cash? I've got cash, 5,000, I damaged 5,000, I have to give it to you. Does dry cleaner, can he give him his credit of 5,000? What can he do? He can give him the credit, 5,000. Decide, yes, work money. Just take it to anywhere and get the money out of it. It's a piece of paper, you just take it around and take it anywhere and sell it to somebody. Yeah, and let me speak to the master. Oh, sorry. Master is best thing, go on.
I'm sorry, you can't tell me that giving the guy cash
when
you want his rest is equivalent. Giving him a year's credit in one dry cleaner, and that's as liquid as the cash.
Not as liquid as cash.
But everyone agrees
cash is more liquid than the toxin, than the bag of fodder. Everyone agrees to that. But the chiv is that fodder is also called good. Not as good as cash, correct? But you don't have to be top. It's all here to be top. Basically, you just have to make sure it's not a good payment. Good payment is a category. It's a fourth category. In the category, there's something just higher than
that. Yes, the price one person is going to pay 5,000 shekels for a year's thing. It's one right.
Not a year's thing. It's not limited. 20 years, 5,000 shekels credit. 20 years. Not a year's thing. It's not limited years. Unlimited credit. That is liquid. It's not liquid than cash. It's definitely liquid. It's not liquid than cash.
I don't understand. I must say, liquidity to me
always meant that I can get my hands on money. But liquidity, if you put a time scale of 150 years, there's some liquidity. That's not liquidity at all.
So we were discussing last time, how do you measure the value of the credit note that he's giving? How do you measure it? How do you measure it? Obviously, if he says this is 5,000 shekel credit, it's not the same as 5,000 cash. Obviously, that's not. It's not the same value either. In order to get 5,000 cash the same as the credit, maybe you have to say, I'll give you 10,000 shekels credit. That will be equal to 5,000. Then you'll be able to sell that for 5,000. It goes towards the market. I can make a shuma, whatever. But it qualifies as good payment because I don't have to give you cash. I just have to be good. This is good, it's good. How to measure how much I have to give of the credit, you go to the shuk. Yeah? If you've got no market for the 5,000 for 5,000, but you've got a market for 10,000 for 5. People pay 5,000 to get 10,000, yeah?
Why did we say earlier on in my introduction that giving both of it in cheque was not good? I can do the same thing. A cheque for £1,000 or
$1,000. Okay.
I can give answer to you for £900.
Post-dated cheques. Post-dated cheques may be different. Side issue. In cheques, what's the definition of a cheque? Yeah. And therefore, is it got intrinsic? Has it got intrinsic value, or is just a key?
It's a property.
Just a key in order to get money. Yes, a key to open the door to get money. Instructions to a banker. There's a whole big discussion amongst posts on how to define checks. I don't want to talk about checks because it depends how you define it. It really depends on which countries, how they relate to checks, and there's a whole big discussion. It could be. And in some sense, a check is the same depending on.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I would like to be back to Gemara. Right now I have understood. Gemara gives instruction to quote. What is a good? And they follow these instructions. They don't have any choice to go out. It is an instruction.
Yes, instructions
are right now. Come back to
what qualifies to be good?
Right now, it's my question. When we come back to this Gemara which we learned before about two seasons, it means that if I will give you something this price of
Nissan,
instead
of
what are right now,
it won't be
the list. They could not do it.
Yes, it won't be.
It won't be.
Well,
it's not
that
reassured.
No, because that, again, that's not. That Gemara is not discussing what qualifies to be good. That Gemara is discussing is how do you measure the value of what you're giving.
I believe the higher is good.
No, but it's good. It may be good. It's always good you're giving. Yes, you're giving good. But what value is the good that you're giving? That's the discussion of what's good. There's not discussion of what's good. Yeah.
Just to clarify, if Mavi can choose whether he gives money, fodder, or land, correct?
Okay.
Then what is the maintenance about? I mean, is it just the grade of land, the grade of fodder?
Mativ is something that it means that it can be converted into cash. That's worth doing. Anything that can be converted into cash in a certain easy fashion is qualifies to be good category. Obviously, mative land qualifies, but if it's not mative land, it's not. That the only category which really restricts is the land category. That's very specific. Right. Land which is mative qualifies. If it's not land which is mative to top, then it doesn't qualify. Anything else, the Gemara's conclusion is, automatically qualifies.
So it's definitely possible.
That was the Havamin of the Gemara, but not the Muskan. That was the Havamin, it was a Zion on the Dalas. That was a suggestion, there was a difference between easy, him offering payments and refusing payments. According to a copper, at the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference whether he's willing to pay or he doesn't want to pay. The rules is the payment has to be qualified in the eyes of the basement as being the good category. Okay. So that's the answer. That's the answer we want to suggest between the mazik and the barkman. Now, let's see if it's a true answer. Let's see if it's a true answer. If you go to 9,
number 9.
Okay. Wasn't lying in the discussion?
Debit.
Okay. So. So.
David equals
like,
you could say
David
also.
It's fine.
But
so, number nine. So, obviously, we're trying to say this is the answer, which means that the Tor, who's we're trying to answer, is supposed to go with this answer. Let's see if it goes with this answer. Now, the Lashon of the Tor is like this. Number nine. Kishabon lahagbos lenizik nezko. When you're coming, Basin is coming to make a collection for the payments of the damage. They go and check if the mazik has any metaltalin. They check out. Has he got any metaltalin? Then any yodan and chosalim kotatos. Then they don't sell his land. And he's in the metaltalin. They take his metaltalin. So basically, when they made the collection, well, obviously he's not cooperating, so they have to now do the collection themselves, basically. Based on make their own collection, they check around and say, has he got any metal in the house? And if they find it, they give that as payment and not the land. Now why? Why are they restricted in being forced to make sure the payment is from the Tarsalin and not Karka if the only thing around is the Tarsalin, if they find the Tarsalin and not Karka? If they find the Tarsalin, then they can't take the Karka. Why? What? You've got top land over there. It's also liquid. It's also good. According to us, what qualifies as payment for Mazik? Three things. Money. You can give money. You can give any Tarsalin you like. That has the short price, obviously. And you can give land, but land has to be top quality land. That qualifies as payment. Now, when Basin make their payments, they make the collection, they have to, before, they can't just run into the land and take it, the top quality land, they can't do that. They have to check around if there's metal to them. And if there is, they make the payment from that. Why? Why? Well, all three are equal. All three are the same. All three are as good as payments. So just take the land. Don't bother investigating whether there's metal
to
them.
Trying to take the
mazik to some extent. So Mr. Webber is saying it's for the benefit of the
mazik.
The mazik. Okay. Okay, that's what I would say. Mr. Webber says it. Mr. Goffman says it's instructions that based on, you know, they all qualify. The guy's not cooperating, they all qualify there. But, you know, even though he's not cooperating, he's not playing game, you still have to look after his interests and not take his best land. Yeah, okay. And that's what I would suggest, that's what he said. Maybe.
I would say something else.
Okay.
I would say that it's really better for the nation. Because it's easier to convert the metabolism to cash than the land.
Fine, but we never look after them. How much do we look after the Nizik? What's our obligation as a basin to look after the Nizik? Is when the Mazik pays, he has to pay for the Nizik's benefits, he has to pay good.
Right,
which means all three are good. We don't have to protect him more than that.
So, in that case,
so then we're left with the Peshat, Mr. Goff, Mr. Wellings. That's the reason why they're taking Metalton on Kalka is not for the Nizik's benefit, but for the Mazik's benefit. That's what we're left with. Yeah? Okay, so Mr. Block says for practical reasons. It sounds fun from the tour. It's not just practical, it's an obligation. Yeah, it's not just let's say they want to waste their time and they want to do their efforts. No, you still can't do that. You have to be obligation.
It's much harder
less
spending a big piece of land and getting it to
buy. Yeah. So the base Yosef. Who's the base Yosef? Yosef Kaya. Who's the Yosef Kaya? What are safer than Yosef Kaya, right? Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So the base Yosef says like this on these words of the Torah. He says like this. number 9, Beis. He says, Ken Kosev Aros Le'inen Priyas Nachon. This is the same reasoning which the Rosh wrote when you're paying a debt for borrowing money. This is the same reason. Just as when you pay a debt, you are restricted. Here also, when you're paying damages, we see from the Torah, you're also restricted. Let's carry on his words. Kevin the Zuzi Havish Toku committed Makarjus was great. Since you borrowed money, so you have to give back money or give something that's close to money as possible, and therefore if you got Mithal Tzalin and you got Kaka, which one's closest to money? If you got a piece of Mithal Tzalin, a piece of Kaka, which one's closer? Mithal Tzalin. So a Baal Chov has to pay, if he's got Mithal Tzalin, he's got no money, if he's got Mithal Tzalin Kaka, he has to pay Mithal Tzalin. So who is him? A Mazik, if he's got Mithal Tzalin and a Kaka, he has to, as obligation on his body, to pay Mithal Tzalin, just as a Baal Chov. Let's carry on his words. V'dimma Rabbeinu Priyas Nezokin Priyas Baal Chov. And the Torah is saying it's the same obligation of payment by you're paying debts is the same by when you're paying damages. Appreciation of Chalek B'dehem, even though in theory you can make a difference between them in logic. The Adkan the Omer Rosh Ela B'Baal Chov. Maybe it's only by a Baal Chov Meshum Zezoti Avi because he gave you money, and maybe it's only when you give money you have to take and give back money, and by Mazik you didn't take any money. Maybe you can make a difference. Avul the Meister, we don't make a business. Avul Nizekat Zeleka Haitama Lo Mashmal and Rabbeinu. But the Torah says even in theory you can make a difference, but the Torah says we don't make a difference.
Why?
The Kibbin Zo Ashkon. The polygabon b'deyo b'hochi l'mafligin. Since we don't see any Gemara that they make such a difference between the Passover and the Mazik, so we're not going to make differences. And he adds a bit of icing on the cake. The Shach adds and says, it says the icing on the cake is a bit like what Matzi says before. Loma name of the Zigashav. Why should we say a Mazik is better off? We give more power to the collection of damages than we do to the collection of debts. How do we know we give more power to the collection of damages? Because what's the land that you can have to give for paying damages? What's the land? That's that. What's the land quality you have to give for paying debts?
Medium.
So therefore we give more power to Nizik. So if we give more power to Nizik collecting, and we see Baal Chov, he restricts him. That if you got money, you have to give money. If you got the data, you have to give the data instead of Kaka. So we give Kalsuk him, like Mazik said, Kalsuk by Mazik, we're going to make sure he has those benefits, the Nizik has those benefits. So at the end of the day,
right now.
At the end of the day, we're finishing this year off with this question. We now come circle to the back of the beginning of this year. How we come circles? Now we said, according to Beis Yosef, we've now said that Mazik and Baal Chov are the same. Both of them have to pay cash. And if you don't, only when you don't have to pay cash, then you have to give something which is even closer to cash. So therefore, you've got only Mazal and Kaka, you have to give Mazal and not Kaka. And in Baal Chov is like, I call Shekhen Mazik, as Matsya say, has to pay something that's liquid, more than the thing which is not liquid. So then we'll go back to our original question we started to share with. To share is, this is that, okay, now I've got a real problem. I've got a real big problem. Because the Torah, the same person, said two things which are now a conspiracy in himself. He says like this. What Torah says, you haven't got any money. You're a Mazik, you have to pay, you haven't got money, you've got Mithal Tzalin, and you've got Kaka. What does the Torah say you have to do? What do you have to pay? Why do you have to pay Mithal Tzalin the way the Beis Yosef is saying? Because it's closer to cash. Okay. The same Torah says, you got money, and you've got Mithal Tzalin.
Money.
And you need to pay. So what would you say should be the Torah saying when you've got money in the Talmud and you need to pay for damages? What should you pay?
Money.
Money. Better than the Talmud. What did the Torah say when you for Mazik when he's got money and he's got a Talmud? What does he say?
The
Talmud. The Talmud. So we've got spirit. The way the basis is explained to us. That Mazik is culture came like a barfos, so why did the Torah say you got cash on the table? He says you don't need to pay cash. A barfos doesn't need to pay cash, but you a Mazik doesn't. What do you mean? A Mazik culture game has to pay cash. He's culture game restricted. Culture game has to give something which is cash more. If he's got it, he has to give it. Actually, so why is the Torah saying you don't need to pay cash?
That's
the Torah. Yeah, look at the ends of the page on number 6. Go back to number 6 on page 1. Kishavon nigvos nizko the nizik the nizko. When you come to make a collection for damages, afilu kishyeshto kesim. Even if you've got money to pay, yochol shamishuma, you can say, I'm not going to pay you cash, I'm going to pay you metalton fodder. Doesn't fit with the other rule, which says when you've got no cash, you've got metalton and kaka, you have to give metalton. Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow will be. Yeah, everyone can come to tomorrow's shift. There's two classes, there's three classes tomorrow.
There's something other next, something else with the beforehand.
What
is that?
Something
else, I've arranged beforehand.
Mm.
I can't
come. There's Stern, there's Tannenbaum.
But who said that? Who
can anyone else come to the ship?
Africa.
Everyone else can come to the ship?
What?
What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What?